Are you ready for some football? Yes! Rutgers football is back today with the Scarlet White Spring Classic at 3 p.m. from SHI Stadium. Before the action, we got a special edition of Rutgers Game Day with Dom Savino. Right now on your home for Rutgers football, 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports New Jersey. Dom, the floor is all yours.
And just like that, we are back. Football season is here, if only for a few weeks. Hey, what's up, Rutgers Nation? Great to be talking football with you once again, because we are counting down to the 2023 Scarlet White game. Saturday the 29th, 3 o'clock, SHI Stadium. The Scarlet Knights will take the field to wrap up spring ball and give us that one hint of the gridiron that will have to last till September. Lots to do on this half-hour special as we get you caught up on everything Rutgers football. We'll dig into what I think are the most intriguing position groups going into the fall. And here's a hint, the quarterback position is vital, but it's not the one that I'm going to talk about. We'll get into all of it, don't worry. A couple seniors will stop by the show, tight end Johnny Langan and defensive lineman Mayan Ahanatu. Hard to believe they are already entering their sixth season of college football. They are two leaders on this Rutgers team trying to steer RU back to a bowl game. Plus, we'll dig into just a few of the fun things planned for the Scarlet White game, including how you can go on some rides on the field. All that coming up, but first, let's start with this. Who's up next? Whose time is it to shine? That's the biggest thing I'm thinking about going into this week. Which guys will make a splash for the first time in a Rutgers football game? You know, I think back to last year. That guy was Al-Shadi Salam, the running back. Don't forget, he redshirted in 2021. And then last spring, he ran for 71 yards on 5 carries. And sure enough, come the fall, he was one of Rutgers' best running backs. So who am I watching out for this year? Well, first, it's the transfers. There are three guys that immediately added to the roster this past offseason. A wide receiver, Nassim Brantley, and two defensive backs, Charles Amankwa and Flip Dixon. Rutgers graduated 5 starters from those two positions alone. So guys like Christian Izian and Aaron Cruikshank are off to the league. The goal there at that position is for Amankwa and Brantley and Dixon to basically plug and play. Now, Brantley was an FCS All-American at Western Illinois. Dixon was a starter at Minnesota. Amankwa led Akron in interceptions, so you can say they've got potential. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the quarterbacks, right? That is the position that everybody will be watching during the Scarlet White game. Gavin Wimsett back, he's a junior already, and it's hard to believe Evan Simon is a senior. But of course, eyes will be on Gavin Wimsett as the young man who's somehow already an upperclassman has his chance to claim the QB1 spot for real. Most importantly, though, he's healthy. It was obvious last fall that his early season leg injury plagued him the rest of the year. He couldn't run as much, and of course that took away the dual part of his dual threat ability that made him one of the top recruits just a couple years ago. Wimsett is healthy and mobile again. He's got Kirk Shiraka as his offensive coordinator. Watch out for Gavin Wimsett to have a big day. And it's time for our first break here on this spring football special. We're staying on the offensive side of the ball when we return. Johnny Offense, Johnny Langan, will join us in just a couple of minutes.
You're listening to the Rutgers Spring Football Special with Dom Savino on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. We will be right back after these messages.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the Rutgers Spring Football Special on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Now let's rejoin our host, Dom Savino.
Just getting started here on this Rutgers Football Spring Game Special. The Scarlet White game is less than 1 week away, Saturday the 29th, 3 o'clock at the Birthplace. All part of Rutgers Day 2. It is going to be an outstanding day on the banks of the old Raritan. Now, of course, we are all so excited for this Rutgers football team to return to SHI Stadium, even if only for one game this spring. And of course, we can't wait to see what this Rutgers offense has in store this year. New look a little bit. I just mentioned that Rutgers has a new offensive coordinator this year in Kirk Shiraka, somebody who has been a part of the Rutgers program in the past. Of course, we're wondering if Gavin Wimsett will be QB1 when we get to the fall. But one of the big questions on the offensive side of the ball is, who will Gavin or Evan or whoever the quarterback is throw to? Now, we know the running back situation is a bit more figured out. It's a bit more veteran. You get a guy like Sam Brown back after his massive game last year against Indiana and then that heartbreaking injury. Guys like Al-Shadi Salam, Kyle Manungai, Aaron Young, they're all back. Tons of options in the backfield this year. But when you look out wide, Rutgers returns less than half of its catches from a season ago. Well, that said, it does return its number two catcher from last year, and that's its top tight end, Johnny Offense, Johnny Langan. The Bergen Catholic product leads a tight end group that also includes a now-healthy Victor Konopka, another guy who, before injury, showed some flashes last year as an underclassman. You enter this fall and you've got wideouts Aaron Cruikshank, Sean Ryan, and Shamin Jones all graduated, so the tight ends have a chance to become Gavin Wimsett's best friend this fall. And Johnny Langan now joins us. Johnny, let's start first. I mean, what went into your decision to come back for a sixth year of college football?
You know, I just have so much time invested in these guys, so many great relationships with, you know, all the players and the coaches, and I just really want to come back and do it right and win it with these guys.
Yeah, it was interesting. Rutgers football earlier this month tweeted a highlight video of you and tweeted it, "The Last Dance." Does it feel like that for you a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's a year of last year of college football. You know, right now I'm competing in my last spring ball, and it'll be my last spring game. So, you know, it's definitely very exciting.
You know, the fun question to ask you every year, and I'll ask you again now, what is your role going to be? We've seen you play so many positions in your time at Rutgers. Where can we expect to see you this season?
You know, that's really up to Coach Shiraka. You know, he's put in his offense, and, you know, whatever he wants me to do, you know, I'll be more than prepared and excited to do it.
Yeah. Obviously, we know you were a state champion quarterback at Bergen Catholic. I was reading, too, that even in Pop Warner, you were a multi-positional guy. Where did you play when you were a kid?
I played at the Wayne PIL. I played running back, wildcat, you know, anywhere where I could get the ball.
Well, I know the last couple of years you've primarily been a tight end. Assuming this will be year three for you at that position, how has your pass catching improved in your couple of years focusing on that side?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really improved, added like an exponential growth, just being able to like really focus in on like the nuances. You know, once I really got like, you know, the big portions of it, you know, going from quarterback to tight end, you know, just being able to block effectively, you know. But now that, you know, I'm more experienced at the position, I'm able to focus on, like little nuances, and that's really where you make, like, a big difference in your game.
Yeah. At the same time, too, just from what we've read and what we've heard from the coaching staff this spring, it sounds like run blocking has been emphasized even more. I know you're a smash mouth kind of guy. We've seen your physicality all over the field. How does that play into your sort of style of football?
I mean, I just love contact. That's why I love the game football. You know, that's why I fell in love with it at such a young age. So, you know, just our emphasis is violence. And, you know, I just want to, like, I've really learned how to really run off the ball and just make a dominant block this spring ball. And, you know, we're just going to keep improving and keep getting better at that.
You mentioned Rutgers is a new offensive coordinator this season, Kirk Shiraka. Andrew Orrick is the new tight end coach for you. He's been on the staff for a few years, though. What's it been like getting to work with those guys on a daily basis?
Oh, they're great. You know, Coach Orrick's been with us for a while now, so I already had that relationship with him. So now, you know, him being my tight end coach and him having that O-line coach background, it's been great improvement for especially the blocking portion of my job.
The last question, the big one, what's the goal this year for you and for Rutgers football?
You know, our goal is to go 1-0 every week and just chop the day and keep getting better.
All right, thanks, Johnny. That's Johnny Offense, Johnny Football, Johnny Langan, the Bergen Catholic product, a former state champion quarterback at BC. And how about that? A Wildcat quarterback in Wayne's Pop Warner League, and we still get to see a little bit of that from time to time from Johnny Langan. It'll be interesting to see how Kirk Shiraka uses Langan in his new offense. All right, we'll take a break here on this Rutgers football spring game special, and when we return, we'll take a look at the defensive side of the ball. We know Rutgers had so much success on that end. Mayan Ahanotu will join us in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Rutgers Spring Football Special with Dom Savino on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. We'll be right back after these messages.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the Rutgers Spring Football Special on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Now let's rejoin our host, Dom Savino.
Rolling here on this Rutgers football spring game special. Man, it's getting hotter outside. It's getting more enjoyable, and we are getting closer and closer to the Scarlet-White game at SHI Stadium. Saturday the 29th, 3 p.m. as part of Rutgers Day. Can't wait for it. Can't wait to see the Scarlet Knights get back on the field. We can't wait to see what this Rutgers defense has in store. Now, we think about the defensive end. That was Rutgers' biggest weapon last year. The Scarlet Knights finished top 40 nationally in total defense. At the midway point of the year, Rutgers had one of the best defenses in the nation. And you look into this 2023 season, all the defensive position groups are intriguing. We were talking about the secondary earlier. It graduates a lot, but there are a whole bunch of additions, including from the transfer portal. How about the linebackers? They're healthy now, thankfully. We saw breakout seasons last year from guys like Deion Jennings and Tyreen Powell. But now you get Mo Turay, one of Rutgers' best defenders, and Moses Walker, one of its most promising underclassmen, both back from those season-ending ACL tears last year. But beyond all that, the biggest chance for a breakout based on defensive position groups? I'd say I give it to the big dudes up front, the defensive linemen. I mean, go back to last year's 2-deep, the depth chart. 6 of the 8 guys on last year's defensive line were underclassmen. Now, that was studs like Aaron Lewis and a guy who had a breakout year last year in Wes Bailey. But they're all led going into this fall by another super senior. That's Mayan Ahanotu, the product of Florida, who's back to take care of some unfinished business.
I just felt that I left some food on the plate. And I feel like I can do a better job with my job. And I also feel like I let my brothers down. We didn't really accomplish the goals that we wanted to last year. So I came back for another year, and I really believe in what this team is and the purpose of this team. And I believe in the guys on the field. I believe we can get the job done, get more wins on the table.
You know, it's interesting seeing you come back as a super senior, let's call it, because there were so many young guys on the defensive line and the defensive side of the ball last year. What is it like for you, a captain a year ago and now in your sixth year, being sort of that elder statesman with a bunch of younger players around you?
It's really great. I really take advantage of that position because I'm in a position to mold these young men into becoming great men. People like to call me like a little coach or something like that here and there, joke around, but yes. I like to really see the young guys and see the mistakes that I made when I was younger, and I can nip that in the bud really, really quickly since I can see that and I know how to correct it.
You know, one of the big topics for you this spring, and we've heard this from Coach Shiano during spring camp, is he's talked about how you put an even greater emphasis on the weight room this offseason, working with Jay Butler, the head of sports performance. What has it been like for you in the weight room this offseason?
Oh, it's been great. It's been great. It's always a shout out to the nutritionists and the weight room staff as well. They mold everybody in a great way. We call it built by JB. And the nutritionists do a great job as well to fuel our bodies.
Oh, we hear about so many workout programs day to day. What is the built by JB workout program like?
I mean, it's really, I can't explain all the little details, but it's definitely, you're going to strain it to your maximum ability every single lift, every single workout. And that's going to produce great results.
You know, one of the interesting things, too, about the weight room side of things for you specifically is I know on the strength and conditioning staff this year, you got Jamal Westerman, of course, a former Rutgers defensive lineman, one of the all-time leaders in sacks.
Yep.
Have you gotten to work with him, not only in the weight room, but on the field?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Me and Coach Westy are very close. We've known each other for a couple of years now, and he has all the knowledge from the knowledge and experience from the NFL. So he gives us tips and pointers, little stretches we can do here and there to get better recovery so we can be better the next day and lose that next day for practice or workout, whatever it is. He really just watches film with us too. He's really just around everywhere. He watches what we eat. He watches us stretch and stuff. He's just giving us pointers everywhere we go. So he's leading us in the right direction.
Yeah. On the topic of coaches too, another big story for Rutgers this year is the entire defensive coaching staff is back, including your position coach, the D-line coach, Marquise Watson. How helpful is that, especially coming off a good season last year for the defense, to have so many coaches and, of course, the players, too, back?
It's really great for this program. It's really great for this defense. We can pick up where we left off, and we can build on what we had. So I think that's great. I think our defensive side, and the whole team in general, is really a big family, and we build off each other, and we grow off each other.
Specifically, are there any areas you want to improve, or what are the goals this year for you and the defense?
We want to win. At the end of the day, we want to win. So we're going to do our job to the best of our ability to get that W in the column.
All right, thanks, Mayan. That's Mayan Ahanotu, Rutgers' sixth-year senior defensive lineman, a captain last year, and we expect to hear him be announced as a captain at some point this year as well. Hey, one more thing, too. We're talking about intriguing positions on this Rutgers team. Doesn't fit neatly into the offense or defensive category. But how about punter? Now, special teams are interesting this year. You get Jude McItemney back at kicker. The return game will be a bit interesting with Aaron Cruikshank graduated. But, of course, at punter, Rutgers graduates the Aussie assassin, Adam Corsack, to the NFL. A Ray Guy Award winner last year. Best punter in Rutgers history. And the NCAA's all-time leader in punting yards. So how do you replace that guy? A guy that became a fan favorite. Well, there's only one punter on the roster. That's Flynn Appleby. He's a 24-year-old sophomore from Australia, the same part of the country that Corsack was from. Now, Appleby played in the Aussie Rules Football League for 3 years, so he's got some professional experience. And by all accounts, talking to Coach Shiano, he's done a nice job, Appleby has. That's impossible shoes to fill, but we will get to see Appleby in a Rutgers uniform for the first time in the spring game. We'll take one more break here on this Rutgers football spring special. When we return, we'll get caught up on everything that's going to go down at the spring game. A whole lot of fun things planned by this Rutgers marketing team. We'll get into that next.
You're listening to the Rutgers Spring Football Special with Dom Savino on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. We'll be right back after these messages.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the Rutgers Spring Football Special on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Now let's rejoin our host, Dom Savino.
Back to wrap things up on this Rutgers football spring game special. Yeah, we're just a couple days away from the Scarlet Knight, Scarlet and White spring game. Saturday the 29th, 3 p.m. at SHI Stadium. It should be an outstanding day. Looking like the forecast will be good too. All part of Rutgers Day as well, so there will be a ton going on campus, and we hope to see you there in Piscataway. There's a whole lot of fun stuff planned for that day as well by Rutgers Athletics in conjunction with Rutgers Day. Of course, at 10 o'clock, Athletics will have a pop-up on the College Ave campus, the Voorhees Mall area. The Scarlet Knight will be there for photos. There's giveaways and prizes. At 11:30, Rutgers at the Yard on College Ave is screening that documentary about the 1982 Rutgers Women's Basketball National Champions. That'll be fun to watch. And then at the game, we've already heard that the doors will open at 2 o'clock. There'll be a pregame alumni autograph session. There will be a post-game Scarlet Knight autograph session as well. The whole team will be on the field signing autographs. During the game, parts of the Rutgers boardwalk will be on the field, just beyond the north end zone, but on the turf. That's going to be awesome. So be at the stadium, 3 p.m., Saturday the 29th, for the Scarlet White game. We can't wait to see you there. Can't wait to see our Rutgers football team. I'll be there. We hope you are too. Can't wait for the Scarlet White spring game.
You've been listening to a Rutgers football special on Fox Sports New Jersey, 93.5 FM, 1450 AM. Remember to join Dom Savino and the Fox Sports New Jersey crew this September for more hard-hitting football, Rutgers style. We are!